And I would say be careful of reading this book around your kids, because I think my six-year-old was just, you know, doing what six-year-olds do, playing, and you know, my wife was working. And she just, you know, absentmindedly said, you know, why do you think God allowed the illness that shall not be named to come into this world? And, you know, my wife just, you know, was concentrating on something. She goes, I don't know, kiddo. And she paused for a second, goes, the six-year-old goes, probably to bring people to God, right? And I'm like, did my six-year-old just Romans 9 us? I was like, I don't know if that's, you know, the light of Christ in her, Lord willing, or if I've been talking way too much about your book. But I would just say, be careful where you put Scott Christian's book at in your house.
So what about this issue of, I noticed you have a question about a trilogy maybe or something.
Yeah.
Like.
So you've titled your books, The Whatabouts. I don't know if that's purely coincidental or providential. Sorry, not coincidental. So what about free will? What about evil? And your What About Evil is going to be a more reader friendly version called Light Shining Out of Darkness, How God is Glorified in a World Full of Evil. I don't want to put too much on your plate. Will there be a third What About?
Well, if my publisher has their way, yeah, there'll be a perpetual, you know, perpetual books from here on out. But yeah, we'll see about that. But no, I am contracted to write a condensed, more reader-friendly version of, as you point, you showed that book in the beginning. It's 500 plus pages. And it's pretty dense at points, you know, as you guys know. So I'm going to write a 150 to 170 page book that's going to be basically the same argument, a little bit more practical, definitely more reader friendly, more palatable for the average person who may be intimidated by reading the big thick book. It won't replace the big book by any means. Definitely. But it will introduce the argument to in a more reader-friendly, condensed fashion. So that's what's next on my plate. Beyond that, I have a few ideas, but I don't want to commit myself.
that's good. Yeah. Your publisher might hear you and hold you to it. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. My publisher hears that. They'll be on my tail.
And considering we've been talking about the compatibilism, we don't want to go towards tomorrow. We want to be focused on today. So
that's right.
Well, as Scott Christensen, we greatly appreciate you coming on our show. Being the first person to come back on our show, so that we thank you for writing this book. You know, like I said, it was applicable. You talk about it being long. I would have liked it to be longer because I've got so much joy of reading it, and so they can pick up your condensed version in the future. They can come watch our show as they then pick up the new book, and sure, we can help walk them through, and they can just keep putting it on repeat. So it helps us with viewership there. So again, thanks for coming on. Thanks for carving some time out to talk to us and allowing us to thank you for your work.
Yes, thanks for having me on. It's been my pleasure. All right.